Phil Gambini, investigative Post reporter, joining us live this morning as they have focused on a situation that is developing at the Federal Detention Center run by ICE in Batavia. Phil, good morning. Can you talk about what you have discovered? It sounds like there's a cluster of COVID cases among detainees.
Good morning, Susan. That's right. We were tracking conditions at the facility over the past couple of weeks, and during our reporting, the government identified four positive cases and an additional four suspected cases, people they've tested. And that's after reports of, from detainees of people experiencing multiple symptoms.
How are these detainees held at this facility?
In a variety of ways. They're like a lot of detention settings. They're split up into low risk, medium risk, high risk. The low risk people that are held in there are people who are just held on immigration violations, like overstaying your visa. The medium risk detainees are held because they've been convicted of a nonviolent crime, and some of the detainees in there have been convicted of a violent felony.
Okay, what are the conditions that you're hearing about in the facility?
Well, first off, there's a lot of symptomatic people. I mean, we spoke to five detainees inside, several attorneys for people who represent people inside the facility, advocates, and it sounds like there's a lot of people coughing, there's a lot of people sneezing, there's a lot of people with bloodshot eyes, there's a lot of people losing smell, and those are all indications of COVID-19.
What is ICE saying about this?
ICE has confirmed that there's four positive cases in there and four suspected cases in there. They haven't talked about the amount of testing that's being done. And they've also said that they're taking additional processes in place to safeguard those detainees that are held in there.
We know, Phil, that Erie County released 17 inmates earlier this week who had very little time left on their sentences. Is there any chance that these inmates, maybe the low-risk ones, could be released?
There's a chance. Right now there's a federal lawsuit that's been filed that asks for the immediate release of about 20 detainees who are considered particularly medically vulnerable to complications from COVID-19, at least in the description of their attorneys. So far, a federal judge has not granted the release of any of the people who are contained in that petition. However, ICE has confirmed that four people in the last week or so have been released from the facility, but that's four out of, you know, between 370 and 400 detainees.
Wow. And then the next question is, how and where would they be released to, which could be a whole other issue. Phil, we appreciate the time this morning very much. That's Phil Gambini with Investigative Post. You can read more about this story at investigativepost.org.